I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Friday, everybody. Up in News Talk 97.1 DGS.
Just look at Trey Gowdy's hair real quick.
I love Trey Gowdy.
It's getting weirder, though.
It's pretty weird.
It is.
He has...
That's not human skin.
Half of his head is shaved.
Yeah.
And the other half is coiffed.
It's because he's a shallot. And he's not a human. He's an onion.
Not in the skillet. Or what's his name? Is it skillet?
You're asking us?
Skrillex Skillet.
I was going to say.
I don't know anybody named old.
I don't know anybody named Skillet.
It's that Skillet man.
Skrillex, he would shave the side of his head. Trey Gowdy seriously has it shaved to the middle of his head.
Yeah.
And then there's a little poof.
Every day he goes a little farther. Little farther.
Well, I'm calling him Skrillex from now on.
That's like Zorro.
Or Skillet.
Are you not seeing his skin?
Old Skrillex.
That's not human skin, I'm telling you.
I can't see anything but his hair. I'm trying to look at his skin.
He appears different to everyone.
I'm trying to look at his skin, but I can't do it.
Are you envious of his skin?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
I was going to say, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, it's gorgeous. Yeah,
it's then like we got to look at Neil Cavuto's
skin. It's like a baby.
Skin.
Yeah, Neil Cavuto is the, what's your name? Who's the ugly one?
Greta Van Susteren.
Yes, he's the Greta Van Susteren of Fox.
Who's the ugly one? And I had the answer. What's that say about me?
Yeah, no, it says it's accurate. I'm sorry. Get over it. People are ugly. God, I'm sick of this world. I'm sick of a world where you can't just say.
Oh, you just said it, though.
And everyone knows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, no, no. Shut up.
Is Cavuto
it's like saying who's the fat one?
Right.
Everyone knows who the fat
Neil
one is.
Neil Cavuto. Right.
Who's the bald one? Oh, that's Glover.
Mm-hmm.
What? You're not allowed to bald shame me. You're not allowed to say that you judge me based on... Yeah, of course you are. I'm bald. It's fine.
Cavuto is the one that sounds like Kermit the Frog, right?
Doesn't he kind of got that voice?
Yeah, I think he has a disease, though. Way to go, Tony.
Not a voice disease.
I think it is.
I know it's not.
I believe he has frog syndrome.
He has
the
MS,
WB frog is in his throat.
God, you're a monster.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for Sesame
Street. Now he's
Street
mocking
News.
A man with a frog disease.
Maybe
plus,
I have it.
Let the record show you're
Maybe
the one who
I
said Greta Van Susteren was
yeah,
ugly.
That was Tony.
I just asked the question.
I was just diagnosed with a frog disease. Yay!
I love Kermit memes. They're so good. They give me so much happiness.
So should be a fun show today. No promises, but. My buddy Craig Gass is going to be here, comedian and impressionist, in just a few minutes. He's at the Crack Fox this weekend.
That's awesome.
He's so great.
He's so funny.
Of all my funny friends, he's probably the funniest. He is just... I'm sorry. My second funniest friend behind Rachel.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Tony when he does the frog voice. So, actually, he's not even in my top 10 funniest friends. He's not that funny. Don't go see him at the Crack Fox. He struggles.
Take it all back.
His impressions all sound like a Korean guy. It's not that good.
Awesome.
Let's see. George Mahey, I think there's a conspiracy here.
Okay.
I really do. You remember, Tone, that when I won my first A-list award,
yep.
I said, hey, how about you put me on the cover? And what did they say?
Oh, yeah.
Win three.
Yep.
And we'll do a cover story. This would be my 10th if I win this year. George was on 2 weeks ago, and I said...
That's three covers. That's 3 point... Hey,
George,
covers.
How's the voting going? And he goes, voting's all over, Dave. Voting went on the last 2 weeks.
Today's actually the last
day. The last day. They're trying to tank it.
They are.
They're trying to cover their Trizax. That's tracks in hip-hop lingo. So, screw St. Louis Magazine for me. Go teach him who's boss.
Yeah, vote.
They're our bitch.
Right.
Right?
Right.
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 How they do it, Rich?
Hmm?
How they do it?
Oh, go to the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. I have a link to St. Louis Magazine for the best radio personality in St. Louis, which we all know is Dave Glover.
I thought that voting was over, Dave.
Today's the last day.
That's what I heard.
This is it.
Or you could also write in.
Voting's over, Dave.
That was low, Joe.
No, it's
George
not
Mahey.
George?
You could also just write in Skillet.
Here's what I think. At that moment, because that was like at least a week ago that he said that voting's over, Dave. At that moment, you probably held such a lead that he was like, look.
Insurmountable.
We've got to try to make these other people feel better about themselves. We can't let it just be an absolute landslide. So I'm going to tell the Dave Glover audience to stop voting because it's over.
They're playing games.
Let the numbers kind of catch up a little bit. It's kind of like garbage time. You know, it's 35 to nothing. There's 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
You put in your backups. The other team scores a couple times.
Let the equipment manager who spines on the outside of his body score a touchdown.
Right.
And we'll all act like he did it legit.
Suddenly the final's 35 to 17, and it doesn't look as bad as a 35 to nothing shutout.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, kid, come here. Do you have your spine cover on? Yeah, coach. All right. We're going to hand you the ball.
This is your chance.
Somewhere out there, there's a kid listening with his spine on the outside. He's like, Dad.
I've been in that game, and I was one of those guys because I was so far down the depth chart.
Your spine was on the outside.
We're so ahead of the game that, like, they're literally grabbing every, like, we would line up. All the bad players would line up.
I want to play.
And we'd all get to run in. He'd give us a play. We'd run in. We'd give the play. They'd hand us the ball. We'd get clobbered. We'd run out. And the next kid who never gets to play would run in with a new play, hand him the ball, get clobbered. I remember I told my coach I wanted him to throw the ball to me once. He's like, we're going to run you like an ISO right up the middle. That's all they would do. They would just try to run the clock out. They'd hand the ball to all the backups. We'd try to run up the middle and try to run. And I was like, I want to pass, coach. And he was like, end of the line. Not even going in the game right now.
Wouldn't it be great if life was like that? Like you're 68 and you have no savings and someone goes, hey, who's poor? And you're like, I'm poor. And he's like, come on, get over here. This is your yacht. You only have it for one day. You're like, okay.
Well, that's kind of like whenever old people get their honorary degrees that you hate so much. But that's the same thing. It's like, I'll let them have
it. No, not even honorary. Like when they get a real degree, it makes me mad.
Oh, you hate that they did that work and bettered themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, 98-year-old, what are you going to do? Go get a job? Shut up.
I don't think they did the work either.
I don't either. I think there's spines on the outside.
They don't even know how to use a computer.
Put your spine cover on.
Let me ask you a question. How many shirts do you think I'm wearing right now?
I don't know. You always make fun of me for wearing multiple shirts. I think you look good.
That look. But how many shirts am I wearing?
Two.
One.
Yeah, I was going to say one because there's nothing around the collar.
That's a...
You like it?
I do.
It's one shirt. This is what Tony Colombo should be wearing all the time.
It is.
But then again, you like to tuck one in.
Yeah, I do.
What if you just wore your girth underwear management. And you pulled it up real high, like around your nipples?
I do that too.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I have the one tucked in so you can't see that.
Yeah, because you probably, like most guys, don't like just jeans on belly. Am I right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are girls like that?
I don't know.
Greta Van Susteren like that?
I guarantee you Greta Van Susteren's like that. I got jeans on belly right now, though, so.
Me too, because I'm only wearing one shirt.
Mm-hmm. Not me.
I bought 5 shirts from the same guy yesterday.
I had a shirt on. Yeah?
5 used shirts.
Oh, that's a used shirt?
Damn, Skippy.
Of course it is.
That, for real, is a good-looking shirt.
Thank you.
I like it
a lot. Is it A-list quality?
Are you wearing it?
Yep.
And it's A-list quality. We doing anything today?
Nope.
No, okay. Just the Craig Gass thing.
3 hours of Craig Gass.
Oh, we're going to have Cusimano on. I texted him about the NBA finalist thing.
Yeah.
And he's awaiting his cash bonus.
Of course he is.
Whenever you want to write that check, love.
There's a chance that Combi's going to come in early, which will be awkward. Because then my 2 comedian friends are here.
Oh, yeah.
And then Craig will just be doing all his voices, and he'll be like, Tim, your turn. He'll be like,
you know what?
Oh, he doesn't do any voices.
Here's what I like about that.
What?
Usually.
2 enter and 1 leave?
Yeah, only 1 can leave. Usually the comedians that we have on the show aren't because of Tim Convy, but they have some kind of, you know, friendship, kinship. They've worked together. So Tim could do the whole like, oh yeah, and he like relates with them on their level because they've worked together. Craig Gass is your friend.
Right.
Nothing to do with Tim Convy. You didn't help me get this comedy friend. I knew him way before I knew you.
I taught him most of his impressions.
Yeah, I don't need your help at all on this one.
remember it like
he's funnier than you.
15 years ago, I'm like, no, 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 Craig, you're not listening. He's walking like this, and he's like walking. I'm like, okay, better. And now look at him playing the crack fox.
Mm-hmm. You think he's still doing the Sam Kinison? I don't think that has quite the impact it used
doubt to. It, yeah, but I bet he can pull it out.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was a good Sam Kinison.
If I had my funny machine, I could play it for
Kinison,
you.
A lot, comedians that have passed away, like Richard Pryor. Everybody still knows Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, he was timeless. Sam Kinison, when he was alive, appeared to be on that level.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody... nobody references Sam Kinison, tells jokes like Sam Kinison. A lot of comedians that have died that reach that level have that, you know, their influence goes on. People still talk about them, reference back. Sam Kinison, do you even know who Sam Kinison is, Rach? I'm not even trying to be. See?
Yeah.
To my point exactly.
You know what this reminds me of? I know they do it at the Oscars. That's typically where I get this. But every year in the Oscars, it's the in memoriam.
Yeah.
And they're usually like about 25 people who passed away that year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Lucille Ball. And people are like, oh my God, not her. And then it'll be like, Andrew Cohen, director. And everyone's like,
yeah.
Like, to be that guy would suck.
Yeah.
Like, if you're Andrew Cohen, 1930s director's great grandson who's there, and they're just like, what?
Yeah.
You're like, really?
Yeah.
My grandpa's legacy was.
Yeah.
He was in between Bing Crosby and Lucille Ball, and everyone lost their minds.
Right. Tony Colombo, film editor. Hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bing Crosby.
It's kind of like
so. You're saying is Sam Kinison is the analogy there that Sam Kinison's the film editor? Or is it two?
That's an interesting.
Are there
one.
Two different stories?
It's
there?
It's an interesting one because he was so big at in his time,
huge,
and then nothing. Now, of course, he's dead. But like you said, there are people, his contemporaries, who were huge and died,
and they're still well known.
Yeah, it's
he just.
I'm sure there's an algorithm for like, well, how famous were you? Why were you famous? What did you do?
His style of comedy doesn't hold up? Richard Pryor jokes hold up today. They're funny.
Well, I just Googled him, and the first video that came up was, what if Jesus had a wife?
Sam Kinison?
Probably that kind of stuff. I think it's because he was, I don't know that Sam Kinison was a one-trick pony, but I think he was viewed as a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
He was the guy that screamed.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I'm not sure that you can be a big enough one-trick pony in anything ever and really, really be remembered.
Yeah. Self-deprecation.
I think we just figured it out.
Self-deprecation.
Give us an A-list for figuring stuff out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Duh.
Skillet.
Sports award.
What? What are you looking at me for?
Count it.
You're making the googly eyes.
What?
You look like Sue Thomas's bird feeder there for a second.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, what the hell is wrong with her?
Yeah, that was weird.
She'll be here in a second.
That's the kind of thing a serial killer puts together while he's sharpening
an
axe.
She's coming in as soon as she stops filling that thing with seeds.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Hello, Sue.
Hello,
Dave. We were making fun of you before you got here.
Of course you were.
Yeah.
What for?
Yeah. Your crazy serial killer bird feeder.
Bird house, I think.
Yeah.
Although I don't think any creature will actually move into it.
It's the kind of thing like you're fashioning it while the person who you're starving so that their skin suit fits you better.
Okay.
And you're painting them green. Mm-hmm. And you're like, guess what? You're both going to have birds inside you soon.
So wait a minute, you made a birdhouse but don't want birds living in it?
Okay, no, I didn't make a birdhouse.
Didn't you buy it at a fundraiser?
I bought it at a fundraiser.
There you go.
It's from
for serial killers?
Thank you. Yes, it's a fundraiser for serial killers.
Okay, but you don't want birds living in your birdhouse.
Well, I just don't think they're going to move in. I think it's more decorative.
Because it's too crazy looking?
Yeah, well, that it's metal. Probably not the best plan for the bird family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a good way to cook them.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to cook them. I just want those lit up eyeballs.
See? Serial killer stuff.
See, right there. That's
the most serial killer thing to say ever.
That's where you jump the shark, Sue.
Well, I don't want to cook them. Hey, serial
killer. I thought it was cute. I just thought it was cute.
Lit up eyeballs.
Go buy your tickets to DGS5 at 971talk.com/DGSLive. It's not just stand-up comedy. It's not just music. It's not just the whole cast. It's not just Mark Close's last time ever doing anything professionally. It's it's a big, beautiful bar before. That's what I keep hearing. It's a big, beautiful bar beforehand. It's a gorgeous art gallery that they're turning into a putt-putt golf just for us. It'll be there only that night, and then they pull it up, and then they turn it into something else. Right, Rach?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. She usually calls me on those lies.
So I wasn't listening.
Get your tickets at 971talk.com/DGSLive. Craig Gass is texting me. What do you want?
Can't make it.
Yeah. No. He's out in the parking garage. Whatever.
I can go let him in.
You have a crush on Craig Gass now?
No, I don't know who he is, but there's nobody at
but
the front desk.
But it's good enough for you because,
but she's
hey,
open.
For a serial killer.
There's nobody at the front desk.
How big is the skin?
Okay, I'm sitting right here.
Oh, don't threaten me with your inaction, Sue Thomas.
I'll have Andrew go check on him.
I'm going to teach you a lesson.
Our little serial killer in training out there.
You just watch me not do you a favor, Dave Glover.
Huh? Do you feel that? Huh?
Yeah. Oh, you hear that sound?
Huh?
That's me not doing you a favor.
It's pretty rough.
You go ask the bellow man. I saw something disturbing today. Probably only disturbed me.
Was it a metal birdhouse with
no, not
eyes?
That disturbing.
Okay.
I was standing in QT. There's a big old line in QT. So I was standing there getting a coffee. And above their little restaurant they have now, they were showing like advertisements for QT.
Yeah.
And one was a cartoon grilled cheese man cooking tiny baby grilled cheeses.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've
that's
seen it?
Weird.
And then at one point, he gets a look like this. What? And his eyes are big and his mouth's a big circle. And he's just cooking his children.
Yeah, like he's realizing kids. What he's doing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's what like, oh my kids? God, I'm killing my kids.
The drugs were off. What am I doing?
Yeah.
I would like
Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is wrong. It should be illegal.
Those commercials
they just eat each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cinnamon Toast Crunch doesn't need commercials. It's so
never had
good.
It. Never
I
tasted.
Haven't either.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's just like candy in a bowl, I assume.
Okay, what's your favorite cereal?
I'm boring.
What's your favorite kid cereal?
I can't.
Oh, come on.
There's too many good
kid
ones.
Kid cereal, probably Raisin Nut Bran.
That's not a kid cereal.
I gotta
that
say.
That was the joke, Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Keep up.
Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Did you just say Cap'n?
Well, that's how it's spelled.
It's spelled Cap'n.
Mm-hmm. Fruity Pebbles.
Thank you, Sue.
You know that they make Cap'n Crunch just the berries.
Oops, all berries.
Yep.
Is that good? I think I would like that better.
So they have now released Frosted Flakes with Lucky Charms marshmallows. They've combined the
crazy.
Two and taken the best of Lucky Charms, which is the marshmallows, and put it in with Frosted Flakes.
I'm such a weird kid. Every morning I would watch my dad eat Frosted Flakes with sugar on top. Mm-hmm. He would just dump sugar on top of Frosted Flakes.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was a slurper. And so it's like dark outside, and I'm getting ready to go to fourth grade.
And it's Christmas.
I don't want to go to fourth grade. And my dad's slurping his sugared Frosted Flakes, and stupid KMOX is playing their stupid morning march, and girls don't like me. And just so I would sit there and eat like Raisin Bran.
Mm, wow.
Teeth chattering on the spoon.
Yeah.
That early morning Christmas cereal.
Hey, you know what, judger of people?
It's just what
wait
you
a
said.
Minute.
Stealing my Christmas memories.
You don't like Fruity Pebbles, nothing? Nobody likes that but me?
I don't like how soggy they get, but
I
like them
Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
Dry.
I love Cocoa Pebbles, too.
Oh, I like the Cocoa Pebbles.
But there's so many good
no
cereals.
Group of people have ever been mad at each other over less. Like, you two are being right. Like, I said I like Fruity Pebbles, and I'm on the record about Cocoa Puffs.
Nobody like likes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Guess what, Sue?
What?
Remember a couple weeks ago when George Mayhew said that the A-list voting was over?
I totally remember that.
It wasn't.
They're still voting right now.
I saw
today's
Sue.
The last day.
Why was he lying?
I have a theory.
Because they're
him.
Liars.
Why are you such an effing liar?
I have a theory.
What?
Dave
what's your
had
theory?
Such a lead. that George was feeling bad about everybody else. And so he was like, we need to tell the DGS audience to back
off. He was
off.
Like,
we
wow.
That's a really nice that. Thought, wow. But I thought he was kind of squirrely about it.
Thank you.
And
you got honed serial killer mm-hmm. sort
Hello.
Of like radar.
Exactly. And I want to.
This guy's going to run.
You know what he had when he said it? And I saw him. I think we all saw him.
He had his fingers crossed.
He had lion eyes.
He did have lion eyes.
He had that look. Mm. He had lion eyes.
Mm-hmm. Herschel on Twitter says, sounds like Dave was having a midlife crisis in fourth grade.
Herschel Walker is tweeting you?
I raced
Herschel
him
on Twitter.
Wow.
No, you did. You didn't win.
Oh, I've been having a midlife crisis since I came out of the womb. You kidding me? I hit the ground running from things. I can't remember a day I haven't had anxiety. Isn't that sad?
No.
It's not sad?
I think it's sad.
It's very sad.
I meant no, you've not had a day without it.
I'm just a nervous kid.
Yeah.
Sixth grade, here's my photo. And I got him back, and you know, it's a big thing. Picture day is a big thing. Yeah. You know, you get it back, and you're like, oh, Nancy Noel, maybe you want to look at this. I look kind of handsome. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, hold on, don't take it yet. I'm not ready. You're done.
And I said to Mrs. Barton,
I wasn't ready.
I'm like, do you know when the retakes are? And she's like, retakes? Let me see. She looks at it, she goes, that's what you look like every day.
Thanks.
I'm just like, oh.
The SpongeBob class picture episode yes. where you can't get to school without getting dirty.
That one frustrates me so much. Speaking of anxiety.
Hey, I have a question. When kids get their picture taken today, do they actually get to look at it since it's digital and say yes, no? Do they take multiple? Or are you just out of luck like the rest of us were?
I'm not in third grade, Sue. I don't
yeah,
know.
I don't
you have
know.
Kids, Tony.
Yeah, I'm not sexually attracted to children. I don't have an answer to your question.
Whenever I had my picture taken in school.
I just put Glumbo on the ground.
He's out.
You had to pay extra to have a colored background, like purple or blue or
Did
green.
Did you really?
Yeah, but obviously my parents weren't going to pay for that, so mine was always gray.
Oh.
But then you watch them put the colored background on for someone else. It takes 1 second to take the filter and put it on there. I'm like, why are you charging me extra?
I was going to say, I'm more mad at the photographer than
I'm mad at the yes. photographer, too.
That's
they
not your
also
parents' fault.
Started
so
doing.
So you can identify the poor kids.
Yes,
by the
gray
background.
And then we also started.
And there's only 13 of you, so like,
exactly.
It's really,
I felt called out. Now, then we started
yes.
having spring pictures. Get this BS. They would take and print the pictures, send them home with you, so the pictures already exist, and you only pay if you don't bring them back. So I would always be like, "Here's all my pictures back. We're not buying these." But isn't it crazy that they printed them out?
Wait, hold
they
on.
Were printed on yes. photo.
Hold on. You had the poor kid backdrop.
For, might as well for
have,
fall pictures.
It might as well have just been a knapsack or a guy cooking a hot dog over
it's
a flaming shoe.
It's a sign that
shoe.
Says, I'm from Grafton.
And so then you'd take your poor kid pictures home, and your mom and dad would be like, we're not paying for those.
And, you
and you'd
bring
have
them
to
back.
Take them back.
They're two separate. No, it was two separate causes for humiliation.
I need to talk to your parents.
The gray background was regular school photos, and then there were spring photos where they would take your photo in front of like a green, springy background, and they would straight up print those and send them home and be like, hey, you popper, give them back or you have to pay. Like, it was crazy.
Sort of like Six Flags where you go see like your picture going down the log flume. Like,
yeah,
what
but
are
they
you
don't
gonna,
print
yeah, yeah.
that.
What are you going
to
do with it?
Yeah,
they
just
yeah.
show it to you. They don't print it
they
out and wave in front of your
it.
Face.
Yeah.
yeah.
Send you
I hear you
with
talking.
It. Yeah.
So did you just rough. Know each time, look, hey, mom, dad, you could look at these if you want, but I know you're not going to buy them.
Yeah. We might have bought them one time,
and then,
but I knew we weren't buying them.
Let me guess. Is this what happened? So you walk in the door and you're like, it's picture day. Just want to show you. Like, yeah, you know what, Rach? Just take those back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then Big Dave Zimmerman walks in. He's like, I got my pictures taken.
David, you look so handsome.
Show me. Hey, what? You're that's a gray background. What are you doing with a gray background? We're willing to pay for the bright blue background
for
you.
Yeah.
You're so tall and charming and handsome and everyone loves you. Why don't you get a blue background, sweetie?
I will say this.
He had his picture taken with
I'm
you in the background.
I'm over here sewing my bonnet for my American Girl doll. Like
you should be in the background eating.
Hope I get some more fabric for my birthday.
Saltines.
I will say this, though. Rach, from looking at pictures over the years that you have brought in from childhood,
there's no.
You only
need
needed one. Probably only needed to take one picture ever.
To this That's day, true. You only need one picture.
I should really. I have my whole big box of family photos in my basement. I should just bring in the whole thing, and we'll try to find one that doesn't look exactly
Rachel
like me.
Rachel brought in
today.
A picture from Christmas when she was in like fifth grade. It looks like it was taken today.
Yes,
that is wild.
Same face, same haircut,
and
same.
Here's what happened. We all made that joke. And then she brought in another one, and she's even younger, and she looks even more the same as today. And by the third one, we're like, what is happening? It's like a Twilight Zone.
So your parents were probably like, well, why would we buy these? Yeah. We already have 1,000 of them.
You're right.
It's good for 10, 20 years.
You're right. It was at least.
I'm Benjamin Button de-aging. You were born 27.
You're just in stasis. Yeah, you've just been in stasis.
Now, the good news is, in 40 years, you're still 27.
Hope so.
Some kid in third grade's looking at Rachel. He's like, I'm so in love with that older woman.
Today, Jeff Allen asked me if I was a Gen Xer. And I said, how old do
think
you think
that's
I
illegal.
Am, Jeff? I said, I'm 27, man.
Yeah, you'd have to be 40.
Exactly, Tony. It hurt.
Damn.
Let's get Craig Gass in here and take some of the heat off of me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. My very good friend Craig Gass is here. We're going on 15 years knowing each other?
Yes.
Man.
Yes. In fact, I was hanging out with Craig last
night.
Yeah,
yeah.
Craig teaches at a school here, and Craig had me come and speak to his students and to talk about animation, doing voiceover. And one of his students said, how'd you guys meet? And we looked at each other and went, how did we meet? And we had to think about it. And we realized it was through you.
Yeah.
I came to town, and you and I hit it off. And I don't know why, but every time I do your show, specifically your show, you are always so loose and so willing to let me do anything I want that I find myself pushing you to see how far I can take it. I don't know why, but Dave is always like such a great audience for me. And I always have so much fun on the show. But yeah, it's been 15 years. And then for some reason, I just haven't been coming back to St. Louis very much. This is like the second time I've been here in 2 years. And then before that, it was a good 6-7 years at least. And, but
man,
I
one of my best memories of you, oh God, probably 2008. And you came in town and we went to Citizen Kane at a steak dinner and it's like 10 o'clock. You're like, let's go to the Funny Bone. And so we go to the Funny Bone and you just walk in, you talk to someone and you get up and it was open mic night. And you have all these guys who are like, my grandma. And then he gets up and no one knows. And he, oh my God, just brought the place down. It was so cool to see someone they didn't know. And then you just walked up and you just started doing your impressions and people were just dying.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing for me when I'm walking around New York and I have friends visiting me in New York. And I go, you want to go to a comedy club and I'll get on stage? Like, we'll go to a comedy club. And then I open the door, and then in the lobby of the comedy club is Chris Rock, David Spade, and Adam Sandler. And I go, all right.
Let's go to IHOP.
Let's go to a different comedy club.
The bad news is I'm not going to get to go on stage. But the good news is this is going to be kind of cool.
This is completely gratuitous, but I'm really curious. Who is the most famous, successful comedian that loves you?
Wow, you're making me realize there's no famous, successful comedians that love me.
Don't say me.
I was going to say Dave Glover.
Most famous, success. I mean, I'm friends with so many of them.
You're friends with Tracy Morgan.
Listen, the answer.
Well, here's the thing about.
The answer is Craig Gass because you love yourself, man. Okay?
I like your attitude.
You love yourself, buddy.
And
that's number one.
My ego took a hit, though, on the way to the station because I listened to the show. And I'm driving here and I hear Dave Glover give me. Probably the best 5 seconds of my life when he announced St. Louis. You know what? I'm going to say Craig Gass is the funniest guy on planet Earth. Funniest guy I know. And I'm like, oh my God. I got that for 5 seconds before he went, well, second funniest. And I went, ugh. And I lost the belt after 5 seconds. I was the champ. I was the comedy champ. I feel lucky that I get to watch all my favorite comedians. I just feel I'm so in love with stand-up comedy. I can't believe I get to do this. I've been paying my mom's bills for 19 years doing stand-up. And I'm in love with stand-up. I love watching my favorite comedians. I've had some of my favorite comedians going, what are you doing here? And I go, I came here to watch you, man. This is going to be awesome. Like, really? I don't even like watching myself. And I'm this will be great.
You're at the Crackbox tomorrow night.
Yes.
What percentage-ish of your act will be impressions? What percentage is just straight-up stand-up?
Well, every story I tell, I end up doing the voice of the person that's in the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I heard you guys talking about Sam Kinison when I was driving over here, and I was just telling somebody yesterday about how Tom Arnold was so nice to me, even though I prank called him. I was still living in Seattle where I started 20 plus years ago, and a comedian friend of mine worked at this hotel in downtown Seattle at a Sheraton, and he said, hey, you know, all the stars that are in town for that Planet Hollywood opening, they're all staying at my hotel. And I said, really? Well, who are the stars? Like, who's there? And he rattled off a bunch of names, and there was only one comedian. It was Tom Arnold. And I went, Tom Arnold's at your hotel? And he said, yeah. And when I got home that night, I called the Sheraton and said, hi, Tom Arnold, please. And they said, one moment. And they put me through.
Whoa.
And Tom Arnold picked up the phone. I've never met him. I'm an amateur comedian at that point. And Tom picks up the phone and goes, hello. And I said, hey, Tom, it's Sam Kinison. And Sam had been dead for 5 years. And Tom went, yeah, what's going on, buddy? Didn't even question it. And I go, hey, buddy. I go, listen, I need you to help me out because I'm here in the afterlife and I need your help. And Tom said, tell me whatever you need me to do, buddy. I will help you out. What do you want? And I said, well, I need you to get me some drugs. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to, first of all, I need you to front me some money. I need you to loan me some cash. And then I need you to go and get me some drugs. And then I want you to take the drugs. I want you to fly to Los Angeles and put the drugs in Jerry Lewis's pocket. And I'll have it when he gets here in 3 weeks. Oh, oh, oh. Oh. And then I finally stopped and said, Tom, I'm sorry. My name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I live here in town. And Tom went, man, that was really good. That, like, you know what? You want to know how good that is? Like, I need to call my sponsor. That's how good it is. And what's your name? How long have you been doing comedy? And he asked me to drop off a tape of my stand-up. I dropped off a tape, and he called me a few days later and said, man, I watched your tape. I think you're funny. And here's all my phone numbers if you need anything, advice, whatever. He was unbelievably kind. And then every time I tell the story, I get better and better at the voice. So I'm giving you a long answer to the question of how much is impressions. I just do impressions of everybody around me. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad because I'm at the Super Bowl every year broadcasting from the Super Bowl Media Center. My radio friends who broadcast from there every year, always on Monday and Tuesday when there's no celebrities on.
You have other radio friends?
On radio.
Wow, he just dropped that like it was nothing, didn't he?
That was for taking away the funniest guy.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
My radio
Payback's
buddies
a bitch.
Will say, hey, can you join us as somebody famous so we sound good back in Boise? And I go, yeah, sure. And Tom Arnold is the only guy I know that's remotely sports related because he used to be the host of
the best damn sports show. Yeah.
And so I'll jump on and they'll go, hey, so we're being joined live from the Super Bowl with Tom Arnold. Tom, what's going on? Not much. I mean, it's pretty, it's exciting here. All the celebrities are coming in. I was actually at a Cocaine Anonymous meeting with Brett Favre. I probably shouldn't say this, but Brett Favre's got a bad coke problem. I saw him last night at the meeting. And Bob Costas is his sponsor. Again, I shouldn't say that out loud, but he's addicted to upskirt porn. And but again, I shouldn't say that out loud. And every year, Tom Arnold gets in a Twitter fight with the entire world because people start tweeting him going, dude, it's supposed to be anonymous. What are you doing? And Tom fights everyone and goes, hey, did you notice that Adam Sandler and Tracy Morgan and Sam Kinison were on the air too, and that guy's been dead for 20 years, you idiot. That's a comedian pretending to be me. That's not even me, you jerk. And he fights people every year when the Super Bowl comes around. And I feel bad.
Want to stick around a little bit?
Yes, I can.
Okay, cool.
And the info, tomorrow at Crack Fox. It's this cool bar that comedians and locals know about in downtown St. Louis. The Crack Fox does comedy shows. They do burlesque shows. It's a really cool place. All the info, we're going to do two shows tomorrow. It's April 20th tomorrow. So I'm doing a show at 4:20 if you have glaucoma.
So clever.
And at 7 p.m., we're going to do a second show. The info is at crackfoxbar.com. Crackfoxbar.com or go to Get Gas, which is my website.
And there's only like 100 tickets, right?
Yeah, it's going to sell out. Not because I'm famous, but because the room holds 30 people. So, yeah. So,
quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.